We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's Patriots Monday, but it's Tuesday today on WEEI, brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Arbella here for New England, here for good, by Mass General Cancer Center, and by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Mac Jones joins us now on the Harbor One Hotline. Mac, thanks for joining us. And we're down here at Fenway Park for the 20th Jimmy Fund, the radio telethon sponsored by Arbella Insurance, who I know you work with quite a bit. But out there in Las Vegas, sounds like perhaps, according to reports, a challenging day of practice out there. What has the challenge been like for you with some of these changes coming in on the offense compared to this time in training camp last year?
Yeah, well, thank you guys for, first of all, thanks for having me on. I think this is going to be great. And just to start with the football question, it's been a challenge. It's hot out here to start, but it's really good preparation for us. I mean, the best way to train in heat is to train in heat. So that's all you can do. And that's just one external factor that you can't control. So we're just trying to work things out. And as usual, just practice against a really good defense and a great organization. So it was a good day, a lot of hard work, a lot of sweating, and a lot of drinking water. So it was good to be out there.
We've heard the word process a lot from Bill, and I think a lot of you players and others. Is failure on the practice field, joint practice field, preseason game field, is failure a part of that process that you can accept as the quarterback of this team?
Yeah, I think that failure is putting a label on something that's not the process. So, like you just said, we're just trying to focus on the process and not the result, and failure would be considered a result. So we're just trying to work through it all, and like you said, it's just doing the basic things better, and we can all do that. I can do that better. Just get the ball to the open guy and carry on to the next play. I think sometimes, you know, we don't need to overcomplicate it. It's football, and it's a simple game if you make it a simple game. So we're all trying to get there. It doesn't happen overnight, and we're making good progress. So that's all you can ask for.
Hey, Mac, a lot has been said about, like, you guys implementing, like, a new system. Like, how different is this offense that you're running now compared to last year's?
Yeah, I think we have really good players, really good skilled players that I can spread the ball around too. So, you know, every system's different, right? So you kind of get a feel for what you want to do, what your MO is as an offense. And the big thing right now is trying to figure that out. And we're getting there, and we're just trying to spread the ball around to our great playmakers. And obviously we have a great offensive line and great running back. So to me, it's just finding the formula to kind of put it all together and make sure we're all on the same page and carry on from there.
So I heard, like, you know, guys like Damian Harris and Trent Brown talking about this new system again, how it allowed them to play faster. It allowed them to, you know, they weren't thinking as much. Was last year's offense a little bit challenging that as opposed to this year's? Is this one a little bit easier for guys to run based on, like, cleaning up, like, the verbiage of the play?
To me, I've always prided myself on being a smart quarterback, so I like to just operate whatever offense we have. And yeah, you said it. I mean, there's a lot of different changes, but at the same time, we have really good coaches who are providing insight that we might not have had before from a defensive perspective too. And that's how you got to attack it. It's your 11 guys against the defense. So that's been a good benefit. And just moving forward, we want to be able to play fast, regardless of if it was this year or last year. The goal is to put stress on the defense, and we definitely need to do a better job of just doing that and doing it really quick.
Mac, you've been in two different scenarios where you had a longtime offensive coordinator a year ago and Josh McDaniels, a guy who, I don't know, maybe you got to say hello to today on the practice field. And now this year it's a new collaborative, I believe you called it an open conversation. 2 years into your NFL career, are you able to sort of say which one is your preference, or are you still learning on the fly with what this new setup is?
Yeah, I think in college I was fortunate to have, you know, pretty much three different offensive coordinators when I was there, and then obviously these last 2 years. So it's nothing new to me. I just got to, you know, do what they tell me to do and execute the offense, and that's what a really good quarterback does. And it all comes back to the players and listening to the coaches and doing the scheme correctly. So we have to do better at that, and it doesn't matter if it's one person in your helmet or you're listening to different people. I enjoy getting coached in general. Sometimes on the practice field, I get really competitive and I want it to go better. But like you said earlier, it's more about the process and just watching the film and getting better with still a young offense. And sometimes you have to realize that's what we are right now, and we're going to figure it out, and it just takes time.
We're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots, here on the Harbor One Hotline. Mac, really beautiful connection that you had with Nelson Agholor last Friday in the second preseason game. Is Nelson someone who you've seen benefit from the changes that have been made in the offense? And if so, how have you seen him grow since last year?
Yeah, I think Nelly's done a great job. He's working hard. He's just coming in early and going to work. So I trust him, and I trust all those guys in the receiver room. I feel like there's a very good variety of players, and he provides that vertical speed, and he's a great route runner, and he's a really smart football player. So we have a lot of those guys in that room, and like you said, we want to showcase everybody and get the ball downfield and do all that. So everyone's plays are going to come, and hopefully Nelson will continue to just grow like he's always done, and keep a positive mindset and keep working to get better.
So I know, plays will come when they need to. It's almost like, you can't sit there and wish for them to come. But a guy that I think a lot of us were hoping was going to take a next step and kind of be a big part of this offense is Kendrick Bourne. And so far, it feels like he hasn't really been involved as much as we all anticipated. Can you share with us any reason why that may be?
I love Kendrick, and, he's working hard. Like I said, the plays will come. I think we talked about it. I mean, even last year during camp a little bit, he was trying to learn everything and find his role, and he didn't get as much balls. And then the season came, and he got a lot of throws. So you never know when your time's going to come, and you just got to keep working and just line up right and do your route. And, eventually they'll come. You can't chase plays, like I always say. And KB's still positive, and we're just really happy to have him on our team.
So, Mac, I'm paraphrasing this, but I think I saw you say in a post-game interview or that Matt Patricia was the most brilliant football mind you've ever been around. I'm curious if Nick Saban heard that, if Bill Belichick knows you said that, maybe Josh McDaniels knows. Explain that to me.
Yeah, I think Matty's a really smart football coach, and he sees the game very well from both sides of the ball, which is impressive. And just to be able to talk to him about what he sees when we have those conversations, it's great. And obviously, Coach Belichick does a great job with that as well. I mean, it's just a great group of football minds and Coach Judge. So we got a bunch of guys, even the assistant coaches, we just have a lot of knowledge in there. And for me, I just like to be a sponge and try and listen to everything from their perspective. And I've been very blessed to have really good coaches, like you said, Coach Saban and Coach Belichick and Josh and everybody. So it's just another great football mind to be around, and I definitely think he's really, really smart. So,
Mac, I'm not sure I've heard Bill Belichick gush about something the way he gushed yesterday about the Raiders training facility. And I mean, I'm sure you were at nice facilities at Alabama and in the SEC. Is the Raiders training facility as nice as Coach Belichick made it sound yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't see what he said, but I mean, it's definitely really
Mac,
nice.
He called it the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, he called it the Taj Mahal of football facilities.
That's a nice compliment, I guess. but yeah, it's definitely nice. I mean, they got everything right there. And at the end of the day, I mean, you got your weight room and your field, and just like every other facility, it definitely has the bells and whistles. And we're really happy to be able to, they let us use it and use their weight room and get food and drinks and all that. So they're really nice people over there, and we're happy to, you know, be able to work with a team that has such nice facilities, and they're just a great group of people too.
So you guys are staying at Caesar's Palace, right? You guys clubbing tonight? You guys gonna curfew?
Hit a show? Usher?
No. Nothing? Nothing. No, you like to go to bed early, right?
Yeah, I do, especially with the time change here where all the guys are waking up at like 4 because, you know, we're used to waking up early over there. So,
well, that's what most people think are coming back from the club.
Right.
So,
perfect.
All right, so, Mac, your favorite part of the week. Let's do this one off right. Let's get off to a good start. The quarterback question of the week, Mac, is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts at taking care of men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. Easy one for you. Put it on a tee. What was the most fun thing that Mac Jones did during the summer? And you can't say workout. You can't say, you know, lift weights. Like, what did you do to kind of, you know, get away from it all and have a good old time?
Yeah, definitely a lot of working out, but I'll give you a real one. My sister got married, so congratulations to her and her new husband, James. So we got to do that during the summer, and it was great to see all my family together and friends and all that. So it was in Bermuda, and we had a great trip, and, it was really fun.
Okay.
Mac, are you a big dance floor guy?
Yeah, I like to dance.
All right, good man. Are you good?
I mean, if you ask my friends, I hope they would say yes, but you'd have to ask.
Everybody's a good dancer when they're drunk.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Mac.
Thanks, Mac.
Enjoy the rest of the time out there in Vegas. Hopefully you guys get to do something fun out there besides all the football.
Stay out of Dre's.
Sounds good.
Stay away from Dre's.
I don't know what that is.
Dre's, don't worry about it, Mago. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you, Mac. That was Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.